And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. This one is what I'm talking about, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I got to say, if you're listening to the show and then during the breaks you hear commercials playing, just know this. Those commercials are important. Those are our sponsors. Right Side Radio, we are a standalone entity. We are a business unto ourselves. The stations you might be listening to us on, they don't own the show. We do, and we send them our show. Part of the way we support what we do is by selling ads. So if you're a Right Side ruffian, you got a business that has goods or services, think about this. We're told that with all our stations together across North Alabama, we have over 30,000 listeners a week, a whole bunch of Right Side ruffians in one place that might want to hear about you and buy your stuff before they buy somebody else's. So if you'd like to advertise on Right Side Radio, we'd love to talk to you. You go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. You click on the advertising and contact tab. Send us a message. Lauren from Right Side will be in touch with you ASAP, and we will get you on the team as quick as we can. We'd love to have you. Advertise on Right Side Radio. Go to rightsideradio.org and send us a message. We'll get on it. All right. Dipper number two, illegal cash. Yeah, it's all about the Benjamins, man. I mean, listen, there is so much cash being slung at the illegal alien problems that we have right now. It's really unbelievable, and I still think that we're going to look back in decades from now. Well, we're looking back right now, but we're going to look back on this and go, God, why did we do that? Why did we let that happen? Thank God for the state of Texas bowing up, because you know that whole 10th Amendment thing, man. You got to. We're sitting here right now on a powder keg that is literally fracturing our society. Draining our resources, straining our capabilities, pushing our people, creating new crime. We've had over 100,000 people, Americans, die from fentanyl poisoning, which is largely tracked across the southern border. Y'all, if a terrorist organization showed up on our soil and did half of what is happening because of the illegal immigrant invasion that we have at the southern border, we'd be going to war over it. We'd be launching cruise missiles and telling the 82nd Airborne Division to shoot up. I'm just telling you, the damage that has been caused by the recklessness of the Biden administration's inability to control the border, absolute dereliction of duty. On the one hand, I don't fault the folks from other countries wanting to come here because they're being given free stuff. But how does the free stuff happen? It's really not free. Somebody's got to pay for it. I got a piece here. I'll start off with this. Washington Examiner, and this piece is literally a year old, all right? The best summary I could find is this one from a year ago. So keep in mind that the numbers have advanced further since then. It says taxpayers spend at least $182 billion a year on immigration, illegal immigration, the cost of providing services to an estimated 15.5 million immigrants. Think about that. $182 billion a year on illegal immigration. He said the bottom line for each taxpayer is a bill of roughly $1,156 a year. It's as if each one of us contributed $1,156 to pay for illegals who aren't even supposed to be here. I do not mind immigration. I welcome folks to come to our country the right way. I have family members that are naturalized citizens. Love them, and I'm so proud that they're a part of my family, and I am so glad that they also went through the process they did to do it right. Did it take longer? Yeah. Illegal aliens, according to this article from Washington Examiner, only contribute roughly $32 billion in taxes at the state, local, and federal level. That means that the net fiscal cost of illegal immigration to taxpayers totals $150.7 billion. Just 5 years ago, it was only $116 billion. What they're saying is it's going up exponentially. I would dare say we're over $200 billion a year if those numbers are holding true. That was a year ago. Now let's take a look at what it's doing to our communities. City of Denver, story here on Fox News that came out on March the 7th. So we're just under a month. March the 7th. City of Denver shutting its several of its migrant shelters, and officials are asking local property owners to house some of the so-called newcomers. Newcomers, that's what they call them. They're not illegal immigrants. They're just newcomers. Yeah, newcomers who got here illegally. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston recently announced the city has started to scale back its migrant services with a goal of reducing the current budget deficit by nearly $60 million. You're talking about the city of Denver has a budget deficit so large they're trying to cut $60 million of that deficit just by scaling back what it's doing for illegal immigrants. Well, it sucks to be a sanctuary city, doesn't it? He said the effort is being supported by local nonprofits who have already connected migrants with various forms of housing and thousands making their way out of the shelters. At one point, they had upwards of 4,500 people looking for housing in Denver alone. And then migrants started posting on social media looking for places to live. 1,300 people right now, he says, over the last 2 weeks or so, we've been able to help get their work permits. Okay. Earlier this year, you ready for this? Denver mayor predicted the migrant crisis would cost the city around $180 million. $180 million. The city has supported 38,861 migrants at a cost of nearly $58 million so far. That's where we were a month ago in Denver. Where are we today? Story on Fox. Came out yesterday afternoon. Denver city officials caught on camera begging migrants to leave. They are not only wearing out their welcome, they're wearing out the ability of the cities they're going to be able to do anything. Even the cities that so-called sanctuaries are, you are welcome here. We won't report you to ICE. We'll do all the things. Oh, yeah. How's that working out for you? A Denver city official, according to Fox News, appeared to beg migrants to leave the sanctuary city that's been burdened with illegal immigrants in a leaked viral video. Yeah. Says Andre Carrera, Denver's newcomer communications liaison. What a stupid title. Newcomer communications liaison. That's the guy that handles the illegal immigrants. He's the newcomer communications liaison. Okay. The opportunities are over, Carrera reportedly tells the group in Spanish. New York gives you more. Chicago gives you more. So I suggest you go there where there's longer-term shelter. There's also more job opportunities there. We're not going to block you if you want to stay here. If you stay here, though, you're going to suffer even more, and I don't want to see this. And then he offered to transport them anywhere they want to go. You don't have to walk anywhere. We can buy you a free ticket. You can go to any city. We can even take you to the Canadian border, wherever. Jeez. This is nuts. So much for being welcomed. Hey, welcome to Denver. Can we get you somewhere else, please? Just, it's like, okay, it's like a Seinfeld episode at this point.
Yeah, I agree.
Just saying. But y'all, listen, illegal cash, it is flowing like water. They are spending money. In the sanctuary cities, they're going bankrupt. They're wearing out the ability of the tax. And by the way, people are ticked. Saw a story today that I didn't even bother. Let's see if I got it on the screen still. Hang on a second. Where is this? I'll find it in a minute. Just saw it a little while ago, but I think it's the state of Maryland has a former veterans home that they've now repurposed to house illegal families. People are ticked. And this is the kind of thing that's happening. You got Democrat, like I had an audio. We played it a couple of weeks ago. I wish I'd thought to bring it back up. We had an audio a couple of weeks ago of a woman who's a Democrat voter. She even admits, I voted for Joe Biden. And she's just talking about how aggravated she is that all the money that the city has is now going to house illegals. I think she was in Chicago. And how it's just not right. Well, folks, illegal cash, I'm just telling you, it is flowing like you would not believe. How about this? Last story for the break. Michigan Republicans. Michigan Republicans, according to Daily Wire, sounding the alarm on a state program that potentially gives illegal immigrants up to $500 a month in rental assistance. Why? We got to get them into a house somewhere. We got to help them out. We got to pay for it. No, you don't. Now, I don't want them living on the streets and I don't want them going hungry, but they came here knowing full well what the risks were. And then the Biden administration let them in. And now you have to pay them $500 a month in rental assistance? Republican leaders in Michigan are raising concerns about a new program established by the Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration that hands out up to $500 a month to refugees and migrants, whom many on the left are now calling newcomers. The GOP lawmaker said the program could be helping people who enter the country illegally pay for their housing. The Michigan Newcomer Rental Subsidy Program. Think about this. In Detroit, Michigan, you've got homeless people on the streets. You've got folks who are looking for work that are doing everything they can who are American citizens. But if you walked across that border illegally, if you got your feet wet in the Rio Grande, then guess what? You can get up to Michigan and they'll give you $500 a month to help with your housing. You go ahead and find two other migrant families and pool together your resources, you got $1,500 a month for housing. I'm just saying. The Daily Wire reached out to Whitmer's office for comment. I don't think they heard back. Migrants who cross the border illegally are often called asylum seekers, but 474,000 claims have been filed right now. And this is nuts. This is absolutely nuts. All right, we're going to take a break right now. Big Rig, take me to the break, man, while I recover myself. I mean, the money that we're giving out to illegals, it's illegal cash, y'all. Just that illegal cash machine is just churning out money. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making common sense like a superpower up in here. Hey, listen, I'm going to take a couple of text messages and a phone call right now from Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff Rowe, how you doing, man?
Hola, Senor Phil.
Viva la Angla.
I'm practicing up on my Spanish and everything, so when I go to Michigan, I can pretend to be an illegal alien, and when I go on vacation there, I can get my housing paid for, you know.
Well, hang on, brother. It gets better. Apparently, in California, you can get your health insurance. In Illinois, you can get $9,000 in rental assistance. And then up in, let's see, Chicago's got a shelter. I mean, it goes on. I got story after story. Oregon spent $29 million to house people. And in fact, one article I've got here says that taxpayers are spending more money on illegals than they do on military families. It's just unreal.
Wow. No, it's not unreal. It's called liberalism.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
yeah.
it's called.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't we, you know, start taking these people. The United States gives out so much foreign aid and everything. I think we need to start looking at how many people come from whichever nation and start deducting that from the foreign aid we give to everybody. And keep it here because why they need foreign aid? Heck, all our citizens are here.
Well, I tell you what, I'm for cutting off the foreign aid. If you're Venezuela and you're emptying out your prisons and sending them north to our border, I'm saying you don't need any foreign aid. If you're, you know, if you're Mexico and you're not doing a thing to stop the tide at the border, I'm saying you don't need foreign aid. Just cut it
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, it's nuts. But right now, illegals can come to this country and get a free ride. So much so that you got that one TikToker who's out there advising people on how to beat the systems or cheat the systems or at the very least just participate in the systems.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking for my free ride. I mean. I've been paying for somebody else's free ride. I'd like to turn around and get my free ride money back. You know, let them pay for me for a while. They can come work for me. I got some stuff they can do.
No doubt.
If they're going to, you know, hey, you know, when the Irish come over here and everything back in early 1900s and everything, they was indentured servants to pay for the trip and everything over here. I think maybe we need to bring back some indentured servitude. Maybe I mean, if you're going to come here and people are paying your way, I mean, they're basically indentured servants to the cartels. So hey, why don't we get our part of the deal, you know?
You know, some of them are. Some of them are coming over here, and they're in a form of indentured servitude. They're told to report in, and they wind up being labor in, you know, the cartel-backed restaurants, you know, nail salons, sex trafficking. They wind up having to serve their time, and they're treated like slaves.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're working for them, so why can't they work for us, too?
Yeah.
And congratulations on your special day of the Right Side Radio of the Conservative Appreciation Month of May.
So April. We're in April.
April.
So April 2nd is officially Right Side Radio Conservative Broadcast Day. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I'm saying that. And I have every bit as much authority to say that and give that to you as the people who changed the election laws in 2020.
Yeah. Nice. All right, man.
Maybe even more.
Are you on the way north already?
I'm coming into the wide road of Nashville where it widens out. Yeah.
All right. Well, be careful on the road, man. Get ahead of that weather.
Oh, yeah. Well, I ain't too much worried about the weather. I'm worried about the idiots that's driving out here in the weather with me.
No doubt. All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Nashville is chock full. Have a good one, buddy.
All right. We'll see you.
See ya.
Yes. Listen, this illegal cash, and some of y'all should be getting mad when you think about this. I mean, think about how hard we work, you know, how hard we work to do things for our kids, put food on the table, to have the basic necessities, to have some luxuries. And by the way, living in America is a luxury in itself. Don't forget that. But that being said, if we're working hard and contributing, we don't mind helping. And this nation is more generous than any other nation, perhaps in the history of the world. That's my thought. I mean, where else do you see the level of care that we provide, not just for our own people, but for others? This is not that. This is abuse. This is like extortion. This is like an abuse of the system. This is like when, you know, Mama is an invalid and Joe Bob got hold of her checkbook and he's just writing checks for himself now. It's elder abuse, man. And that's why I feel like we're being abused by people who showed up on our doorstep and wanted our stuff. And they're just taking and taking. And it's like a voracious appetite. It never seems to end. But
it seems like we're giving it to them.
We're just handing it to them, yeah, on a silver platter.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. No expectation. Just here, you want stuff? We'll give you stuff. When we come back, I'm going to give you more of the stuff that we're giving them that'll blow your mind. It's maddening, to be honest with you. It just absolutely is. A couple of text messages real quick before we go. Chuck from Oneida, Tennessee, just texted in. Jeff, he says, tell Jeff, clear the idiots out of the way. I'm coming in right behind him. So Chuck from Oneida is out there on the road behind you, Jeff. So clear the path, man. Thomas from Athens says there's a new article on the Epoch Times claims that Biden has issued 500-plus immigrant orders while in office. Not one of them is for remain in Mexico when awaiting asylum. Biden says he's doing everything possible for the newcomers. Yeah. Jay from Legtown. Says, if an illegal alien can go to Michigan at $500 a month in rental assistance with no paperwork, does that mean that I, or anyone else for that matter, can do the same and just claim to be an illegal alien? I don't know how they weed them out, man. I mean, I don't know. It seems rather discriminatory. Can I just show up and put on an accent and pretend I don't understand and I have no papers and just get money? That seems like how it works. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, text it or call it. What do you think the options are? What are the odds are that we can go claim some of this cash or just hand it out? I mean, literally handing out. Here's a story that just will just chap your, here's the bottom line. I'll read it to you. Townhall.com came out 4 days ago. Townhall.com, illegal immigrants given 7 times more taxpayer-funded benefits than military families. Let that sink in. Said it pays more to be an undocumented immigrant living illegally in the United States than it does to be a soldier who is serving the country. According to a new report, criminal illegal immigrants are given 7 times more taxpayer-funded assistance than military families. Part of a $53 million New York City program, illegal immigrants' families of 4 will receive an average of $1,440 a month. a month free money for showing up illegally. This is more than the allowance for some deployed troops. According to the Military Times, enlisted soldiers receive a guaranteed allowance of $452 a month in basics for sustenance. That's called BAS. Deployed soldiers only receive $399 a month in meal deductions. Under the current system, over $200 is lost each month for each deployed soldier and their family. So in other words, soldiers receive about $1,860 less cumulatively during a 9-month deployment than they would have if they had not been deployed. Meanwhile, illegal immigrants receive $1,440 a month. My gosh. It's just, listen. That should be burned into your brains right now. That someone needs to, can someone please carry that article to Karine Jean-Pierre and tell her to please explain it? How about this? So we're in the section called illegal cash. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about all God's cash is flowing out right now. The coffers are being emptied. The bowl has been turned upside down. Let's just dump it all on the ground and y'all grab it. It's a pinata full of cash. See what I did there? Pinata, cash. Okay. California becomes the first state to offer health insurance to undocumented immigrants. Whoop, whoop. That came out just right at the end of the year. California will welcome the new year by becoming the first state to offer health insurance for all undocumented immigrants starting January 1. All undocumented immigrants, this is an ABC News article, by the way, they're called illegal immigrants for most of the world, but, you know, when it's ABC, it's undocumented. Anyway, regardless of age, will qualify for Medi-Cal, California's version of the federal Medicaid program for people with low incomes. By the way, for those who don't know, that is not just a California bill at that point. The way Medicaid works is the state puts up a certain amount of money and draws down what's called a federal match. So if you increase the rolls in Medicaid, you not only increase the amount your state is paying, you're also increasing the amount that federal dollars are being paid into it. So California just sucked down a whole bunch of your Alabama tax dollars, just so you know. They're just going to go and say, you know what? Let's bring in a whole bunch of illegals. We won't close our border. We won't try to fight to do a thing about it. They'll show up. What do we do? Well, let's put them on Medi-Cal. That'd be awesome. So now Medi-Cal expands. And you and I here in Alabama, we have to send more money to D.C. so they can help pay for the Medi-Cal in California. It says previously undocumented immigrants were not qualified to receive comprehensive health insurance, but were allowed to receive emergency and pregnancy services. But yeah, that's changing. Then they added undocumented children in 2015. Then they added the expansion of Medi-Cal for young adults ages 19 to 25, regardless of citizenship, in 2019. And then they're adding everybody. Everybody, la-di-da-di, everybody going to get some Medi-Cal if you go to California. The cash is flowing. What's the cost going to be? Do I see a cost in this article? Hang on a second. Let me just jump back in here real quick. ABC News, do you have a total cost to the taxpayers on this? It will cost the state over $6.5 billion annually. Wow. $6.5 billion annually started January 1.
That's a lot of money.
Dude, you and I could not even swim in that much money. I mean, that's a lot. That is a lot. Fox 32 out of Chicago, local Fox affiliate in Chicago. Illinois provides $9,000 in rental assistance to migrants seeking temporary housing. What? Yes. Fox 32 spoke to Christina Pacione Zayas, the city's first deputy chief of staff, who provided insight. 41 buses, this story, by the way, came out in October of last year. 41 buses have arrived to Chicago, bringing the total of migrants to 11,000, a whole 11,000. They have 11,000 crossed in 6 hours down in the El Paso sector alone in Texas. But 4,000 people are still sleeping on police station floors and staying at the airports. Currently, the state is funding temporary housing, including rented apartments and homes for migrants, providing up to $9,000 in rental assistance for a 6-month period. You show up, you don't got nothing, you came here illegally, you don't know what to do, you hardly speak the language, maybe not at all, and you just say, hola, ¿cómo está? And next thing, or for that matter, it can be, you know what? I shouldn't say that. There's like 160 countries that are flooding across the border. You know what? Now that I say that, I retract that previous comment. That was far too narrow. It was actually more likely that it was any number of languages from Central and South America, China, Haiti, everywhere. But yeah, $9,000 in rental assistance for a 6-month period for just showing up illegally. Just showing up. Just, you know, hey, here I am. How'd you get here? Well, I walked through 9 other countries and I got here and claimed asylum after I swam over and then climbed over the barriers and then fought with your guards. And they said, okay, where do you want to go? I just chose Chicago. $9,000. Here you go. About this one, Chicago's 60-day shelter limit is granting extensions because they can't find them housing. Woo, I'll just leave that one alone. CBS News. Fox News, another story. Dem states and cities are overrun by migrants are funneling millions in federal COVID-19 aid. Well, now, remember all that COVID money? Remember how they passed the ARPA bill and the American Rescue Plan Act was going to rush in and save the world from COVID? And yet it was so filled up with pork. Build back better, man. Let's do it. Inflation Reduction Act came in. Wow. We're going to spend all this money and we're going to save you from the perils of COVID. Except that what we're looking at right now out of that $1.9 trillion federal COVID-19 stimulus package is over $517 million that had been earmarked to go to cities and towns is being used to provide cash payments to individual illegal immigrants. It's just going in the debit cards for illegals. Y'all, the recklessness in which they are spending this money is at epic levels. They're going to bankrupt this country. And then you got Oregon. Oh, God bless them, Oregon. Did you know that Oregon just decided today, I think it came out yesterday, oh, that whole thing where we legalized all drugs in Oregon, that really didn't work out very well. We're going to repeal that. The voters went to the polls after voting 58% to allow for pretty much any illegal drug to not be illegal anymore, as long as you didn't have past a certain amount. If you weren't a trafficker, you could have anything you wanted on your person, and it wouldn't matter. As you might expect, drug-related issues went through the roof. But this once we legalize it, it'll be easier to manage. How'd you figure that? That's like saying we legalized prostitution and people quit using prostitutes. No, they didn't. They just didn't worry about getting arrested. So they just yesterday decided to repeal that. Well, Oregon, the same state. Just so you know. Story that came out just about 30 days ago, spent $29 million on an initiative to provide hotel accommodations, food, and housing for immigrants seeking asylum. And they are pretty much having to shut that program down. Shut it down. Officials of the Department of Human Services opened a so-called welcome center in November of 2022, securing 125 rooms at a hotel near Portland. Whoop, whoop, they're going to take care of people. Had about 30 asylum seekers show up. Here you go, got your room. No problem, we'll call you an Uber. It'll be great. 14 months later, 469 people are staying there. Oh my gosh, and we're spending how much? $29 million. Stop the madness. And so they did. They stopped it. Like somebody woke up and said, this is an unsustainable thing. Y'all, the amount of illegal cash. Where's that first story I had? Washington Examiner a year ago reported that all said and done, over $182 billion was being spent a year on issues related to illegal immigration. A year. And that was a year ago. And what we are seeing right now is basically an assault on our finances. It's like somebody stole the checkbook, and before you got it back, they are just writing checks wantonly right now. All right, we'll take a break right now. We'll come right back, and I will switch gears. We're going to move into a question of terrorism, national insecurity. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.